USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities pulled a white SUV from California's Prosser Creek Reservoir Sunday evening. That's about a 30-minute drive north of Lake Tahoe. A private scuba team claims they have found the body of missing 16-year-old Kylie Rodney. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan was charged under the country's Anti-Terrorism Act Sunday for allegedly threatening senior police and a judge in a speech. The charge is significant escalation in the struggle for power between the former cricket player and the current government. Imran was kicked out of power in April from a no-confidence vote. Kansas officials confirmed a vote upholding abortion rights followed a partial recent recount Sunday in the Sunflower State. Fred Sherman is the Johnson County Elections Commissioner.
Of 126,000 ballots that was cast on Election Day here in Johnson County.
USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There's a teacher shortage in America.
It's back to school season, but as parents are scrambling for pencils and books, schools are scrambling to find educators amid a nationwide teacher shortage. The National Education Association reportedly finding there are hundreds of thousands of fewer teachers and staff nationwide. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona says he believes the shortage stems from a perception about the profession.
This teacher shortage issue is a symptom of what I call a teacher respect issue. We need to respect the profession better.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The daughter of an influential Russian political theorist who was often referred to as Putin's brain was killed in a car bombing outside Moscow on Sunday. 29-year-old Daria Dungina was killed with a suspected bomb planted in her SUV. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
With the FBI being accused of weaponizing the agency against their political opponents, there's been more talk on who really runs the country. The swamp is a term used to describe the unseen faces making the real decisions in D.C., a bipartisan group that uses the facade of a president to further their goals, a claim is made by the former president of the National Organization for Women in Los Angeles, Tammy Bruce on Fox News overnight.
That's what we're seeing with the Biden administration now. You're
yes.
seeing the result of the establishment of the bureaucracy running the country. And I would think that there is very little we can point to. There is nothing we can point to that has been good for the country. It has been damaging for the country because there is no center of leadership that is answerable to the American people. And that has got we've got to get that back. And that's what 24 is going to be all about.
NASA's gigantic Artemis 1 rocket is counting down to a planned August 29th launch to the moon. America's space agency will host a series of Artemis 1 webcasts this week and next, leading up to the uncrewed launch on NASA's first space launch system from Launch Pad 39B at Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The briefings start today and will run through launch day. The National Football League preseason continued over the weekend. There will be a Monday night football game tonight. The New York Jets will host the Atlanta Falcons. My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.